valiantly, Hamlet seized a weapon and hurled himself aboard the pirate vessel to defend their lives. Yet this heroic action only allowed the courtier's ship to make its escape, and it fled on toward England, where the altered letter bring the deserved fate to Hamlet's old companions. Sinister though the pirates were, they knew Prince Hamlet to be a valuable prisoner, and he soon had himself released onto the shores of Denmark. Upon his return, however, Hamlet greeted his friend Horatio as they made their way to the castle. The two came upon a gravedigger clearing space in the ground. From the earth, the digger pulled an unusual skull, that of Yorick, which I'm guessing is placed there for this purpose alone. The beloved jester Hamlet remembered from childhood. To the graveyard, however, came a funeral procession. For whom was the ground being opened, Hamlet wondered. Sadly, he realized the gloomy purpose for the grand gathering. It was the funeral of his old love, Ophelia. Ophelia's brother Laertes wailed in sadness and proclaimed his wish that he would be buried along with his beloved sister. Prince Hamlet couldn't bear to hear these words. How could foul Laertes claim to love Ophelia more than he? Aloud to the gathering, Hamlet demanded that he would mourn the fail of Ophelia even more than her wicked brother. With this challenge, Laertes proposed a fencing match with Hamlet. In this way, Laertes would extract his revenge for his father's death and his sister's drowning. Secretly, Laertes plotted to use a poison-tipped sword in the battle, and if his blade did not meet its mark, he would offer poisoned wine to the prince. When the court later gathered for the duel, however, Laertes found himself unable to land his blade upon the prince. In desperation, Laertes launched a surprise attack during a break in the duel. Hamlet felt himself scratched by the sharpened tip of the sword. In the curious confusion that followed, the two blades are switched between the duelists. As this battle continued, Gertrude took a sip of the wine from Prince Hamlet's cup, not knowing that Claudius had poisoned this as well. Quickly, the queen fell into her final sleep, crying out that she and her son had both been deceived. Jean.